If you were waiting for the next Story Mediums podcast, sorry. I'm out of things I have personal experience with, and research is a bit more than I expected, so it's on pause. Right, so of all the places that I get ideas for a story podcast, this one came from an engineering podcast. I'll start with citing it to get it out of the way. It's the Empower. Perhaps one of you will find it useful. Welcome to the Bantam Audiobooks podcast. The podcast where I go to the most random places to find inspiration for a story podcast. Yay me! This month is going to be interesting, I hope. Yeah, tell me what you think. I'm sorry that I had to put the story on hold, but hey, at least hopefully they'll be good, rather than just me rambling. I do have some ideas. And if you want to contribute, please do. Anyway, on the Amp Hour, they made a comment on how there seems to be a 5-second period where something goes from impossible to possible, or from hard to easy. They said that it seemed to map onto their own lives accurately. Being an engineering podcast, they explained it using soldering. Now, I don't remember what they said, but I remember my experience. It seems second nature to me now, but I remember finding it difficult to make a good joint. I still have my first board. It's messy, even though I technically followed all the steps correctly. Took the iron, solder, and parts, then placed the part through the board. Next, I placed the tip of the iron against the wire on the part, then touched the solder to it. The solder melted, and I moved on to the next part. Sounds easy, right? You're right, it is. But there's a bit more to it than that. You need to have some experience to know how solder acts in order to make a perfect joint. I don't know if there was a given second period where I suddenly saw the minute details that now tell me what to do, but I do know my joints went from trash to pretty good. Now, I know that is an example that most authors can relate to, but we do that a lot. Take sword fighting. I can't remember off the top of my head a story where the protagonist is trash at sword fighting, but something clicks. Well, I can remember a few, but it's written in a style that makes it feel like it got out of the machine. There is a technical term for that. I do not remember it off the top of my head. I think it's Deus de Machina, and it's Greek. Why don't we see this? I think it would be a good writing. We may not have a 5-second period, but one project, probably, or two adjacent projects, where one is so much better than the other. One last example. I assume you remember my Shattered Sword episode. I'll admit that it was bad, but during editing it, I had a 5-second period where I learned how to use the background noise remover. I obviously didn't do well, and I apologize. The next episode was much better, because I put in a bit of work to learn how to do that process properly. So yeah, I thought this was interesting, and I have had it on my list to talk about for a long time, but I wasn't really sure how to. I kind of wanted to write a poem, because honestly, that is the best way to describe how soldering works, at least to me, but I figured that'd probably be better for the Story Mediums podcast, so I am still working on that, and you'll see it when you see it. Narrative just doesn't work when you're looking at things like soldering. So please, tell me stuff. Do you have a project where you saw the quality skyrocket quickly? Have you read a story where this happened well? I believe I have a short story where I encountered this in my life. I'd love to hear your thoughts on it. If or how I should use it as an example, please tell me. Honestly, if you have any ideas for the podcast, I'll throw all things onto the things onto my list. Lots right now are enough out of my experience that I need to do more research, but I'll definitely look into ideas. So y'all know how this works now. I ask you to send me messages, emails, like my page, follow the Facebook and the podcast episodes and whatever else there is. My email is bantamaudiobooks@gmail.com. We're Bantam Audiobooks on Facebook. And yeah, message me, talk to me, however. Thanks for listening, and until next month, see ya.